This is Grade 1's Read Aloud, Corduroy by Don Freeman.
Corduroy is a bear who once lived in the toy department of a big store. Day after day, he waited with all the other animals and dolls for somebody to come along and take him home. The store was always filled with shoppers buying stores of things, but no one ever seemed to want to a small bear in a green overalls. Then one morning, a little girl stopped and looked straight into Corduroy's bright eyes. "Oh, Mommy," she said, "look, there's the very bear I've always wanted." "Not today, dear," her mother said. "I've spent too much already. Besides, he don't look new. He lost the buttons to one of his shoulders that strapped." Corduroy watched them sadly as they walked away. "I didn't know I lost a button," he said to himself. "Tonight I'll go and see if I can find it." Late that evening, when all the shoppers had gone and the doors were shut and locked, Corduroy climbed carefully down from his
shelf and began searching everywhere on the floor for his lost button.
Suddenly, he felt a floor moving under him, quieted by an elegant he had stepped into the elevator, and up he went.
"Could this be a mountain?" he wondered. "I think I've always wanted to climb a mountain."
He stepped off an elevator, and as he reached the next floor, and there before his eyes, he was a most amazing sight.
Tables and chairs and lamps and sofas and rows of beds. "This must be a palace," Corduroy said. "I guess I've always wanted living in a palace."
He wandered around amazing furniture. "This must be a bed," he said. "I've always wanted to sleep in a bed." And up he crawled into a large, thick mattress.
All at once, he saw something small and round. "Why, here's my button," he cried. And he tried to pick it up. But like all the other buttons on the mattress, it was tied down tight.
He yanked and pulled with both paws, and pop, off came the button, and off the mattress Corduroy toppled.
Bang into a tall floor lamp. Over it fell with the crash.
Corduroy didn't know it, but there was someone easily awake in the store. That night, Watchman was going his round of the floor above. When he heard the crash, he came dashing down the escalator.
"Now, who in the world did that?" he examined. "Somebody must be hiding around here."
He flashed his light under a overall sofas and beds until he came to the biggest bed of all, and there he saw two fuzzy brown ears sticking up from under the cover.
"Hello," he said. "How did you get upstairs?"
The watchman took Corduroy under his arm and carried him down the escalator.
Ian set him on the shelf in the toy department with the other animals.
Corduroy was just waking up. The first customers came into the store in the morning, and there looking at him was a wide, warm smile. Same little girl he seen me before.
"I'm Lisa," she said, "and you're going to be my very own bear. Last night I counted what I said in my piggy bank, and my mother said I could bring you home.
Shall I put him in a box for you?" they said, asked. "Oh, no, thank you," Lisa answered. And she cried Corduroy home in her arms.
She ran all the way up 4 flights of stairs into her family's apartment and straight to her own room.
Corduroy blinked. There was a chair and a chest of drawers, and a ultimate girl-sized bed stood a little bed just the right size for him. The room was small, nothing like that homogeneous place in the department store. "That must be home," he said. "I know I've always wanted a home."
Lisa sat down with Corduroy with her lap and began to sew a button on his overall. "I like you the way you are," she said, "but you'll be more comforting with your shoulders strapped and finished."
"You must be a friend," said Corduroy. "I've always wanted a friend." "Me too," said Lisa. And I gave him a big hug.
The end.